right, if you're done with controversy, then you're going to like today's episode. My name is Lena, and we are in Morning Minutes studying 1 Corinthians in a series called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. And we are finally getting into a chapter that is pretty exciting, a chapter that talks about the resurrection. I think, hands down, most Christians would say that is a pretty easy topic to agree on. Jesus is risen, and we are in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 8, in episode 55. I've titled, What the Good News of the Gospel Is. I want to read you 8 verses today. Paul writes, Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. Oh, this is awesome. What the good news of the gospel is. If you want to know what the gospel is, it's summarized in the verses I just read. So number one, when it comes to the gospel, there are certain tenets that are non-negotiable, all right? Some of the things we've been talking about the last few days are negotiable. They're, debatable. How do you practice the gifts? Are all the gifts still ongoing or not? Whereas the things that I just read, what Paul delivers to us, of first importance, that Christ died, that he was buried, that he rose the third day, that he appeared after his resurrection, non-negotiable. That Jesus died and was buried and rose again for our sins is the gospel. The good news is that our sins are forgiven through the death and resurrection of Jesus. This is awesome. This is why every person who considers themselves a follower of Jesus Christ can declare that it is an awesome thing to be forgiven and to walk from freedom. That Jesus fulfilled the prophecies of Scripture should give you even greater confidence. So it's not just that he rose from the dead and a bunch of people said it. First of all, they gave their life for it, but even more importantly, that prophecy was fulfilled. So many prophecies of the Old Testament fulfilled in the New. And it's really shocking that not everybody who watched Jesus live and die didn't come to the obvious conclusion that he is Jesus. But that is a reminder that it is his grace that opens our eyes to salvation. So when it comes to the gospel, there are certain tenets that are non-negotiable. Number two, when it comes to the gospel, it stands strong over time because of eyewitnesses. Well, look, a lot of reasons it stands strong, mainly because it's true. Truth withstands the test of time, but even more so, there were so many eyewitnesses early on. How did Peter and the disciples go from cowards to martyrs? Because they saw the risen Jesus. And, you know, you can assume one person might be crazy and have had a post-death hallucination or two, but hundreds did. And then they suffered and died, and the movement continued. And it's not because it's a movement, but because it is a person that we follow who is risen from the dead. And if nothing else, if you're listening and you don't believe in Christianity, the fact that there are so many people who declare that Jesus is alive, some of whom set out to disprove him and now say that he's alive, ought to be enough to just get you on a quest to look for answers, even if you don't come to the right conclusion. I don't mean that arrogantly. I just mean it in truth. Like, if there's a truth, we want to come to the right conclusion about it. So the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus are not to be overlooked or ignored. They are part of the story. And the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus help prove the resurrection. Now, I believe with all my heart that even if he didn't appear to anybody, he would still have resurrected and it would be truth. But God in his grace gave us this gift of not one, not 10, but hundreds who saw him, including Paul, who was the apostle writing this. So when it comes to the gospel, certain tenets are non-negotiable. It stands strong over time because of eyewitnesses. And number three, when it comes to the gospel, it will always rest only on God's grace. Now, we're going to talk more about God's grace tomorrow because that is the heart of why we can call ourselves Christians. Grace is God accomplishing what we cannot do on our own. You and I, we cannot save ourselves. We are imperfect. We deserve to die. But God in his goodness sent Jesus, who lived a perfect life and died for our sins and then rose again so that we would have somebody pay the penalty. Not just anybody, but someone worthy and holy pay the penalty for our sin. He was the only acceptable sacrifice for our sins. And grace is that. It is God accomplishing what we cannot accomplish on our own. By the way, grace applies not just to salvation, but to our sanctification and to our life. Grace is a reminder of where we could be were it not for God. And we're going to lean into that tomorrow. I hope, or I guess next week, but I think you're going to just rejoice with Paul and really look at his life and testimony. And remember, Paul was writing to a church that had been saved from a very sinful background, living in a very sinful culture, who was greatly impacted by the world negatively. And now he's reminding them of grace and of salvation. I hope that as you consider your life, rather than be grieved by the culture that we live in, and rather than be tempted to become like the culture that we live in, that we would meditate long enough on the cross of Jesus and the gospel story, so that day by day, moment by moment, we are able to gain victory and joy as we rest our hope on Jesus. He's the reason that we say it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, share this podcast with someone. And why don't you send me an email, tell me how you're doing this weekend. It's Lina, L-I-N-A, at livingwithpower.org. Speaking of the website, go to livingwithpower.org or download it on your app, and you will be able to find tons of material that I think will bless you and encourage you. Love you guys, and I'll catch you again next time.